I'm Shelley Carney. As a content creator, I've learned a lot about making videos, creating podcast episodes, writing blog posts, and doing it all consistently. Welcome to The Land of Enchantment, a podcast that explores personal development, adventure, and creativity in the beautiful state of New Mexico. Join me as I share my personal growth journey, explore the Land of Enchantment, and share tips and tricks for content creators. Get ready to be inspired, learn something new, and fall in love with the Land of Enchantment. Hello and welcome to the Land of Enchantment. Today we'll delve into building resilience and overcoming challenges through the power of consistent habits. Let's get into it. We live in a world that is constantly changing, and challenges can come our way when we least expect them. It is our ability to bounce back from these challenges that will determine our success in life. The good news is that resilience can be developed and strengthened over time through consistent habits. In this episode, we will explore the science behind building resilience, the key habits that can help us become more resilient, and how to incorporate these habits into our daily lives. Picture a large open building where dozens of booths are set up, each containing rocks, minerals, gems, and jewelry. It's the Albuquerque Gem and Mineral Show. People are wandering around shopping at the booths, and there is a buzz of conversation. Is this seat taken? I smile and shake my head, gesturing that the chair is available. I'm sitting at a long table where people are resting or eating lunch, waiting with our cameras and shopping bags for Toby to finish taking photos of the gem and jewelry booths set up around the Creative Arts Building at the New Mexico Expo Fairgrounds. The elderly man helps his wife to sit comfortably. Then he heads off to continue shopping at the Albuquerque Gem and Mineral Show. They are both wearing masks, and the woman is wearing a light blue knitted cap. I've been around cancer patients enough lately to recognize the signs. She and I talk a bit while she rests. "It's good you're still getting out," I tell her. She agrees. I believe it's important to get out, especially when you're living on borrowed time. I think about my husband sitting at home, sleeping in the recliner in front of the television. He doesn't have the energy right now for anything besides doctor's appointments. But seeing this couple getting out of the house together to enjoy a hobby and be around other people gives me hope. Perseverance and hope. Adversity is an inevitable part of life. No matter how much we try to avoid it, there will be times when we face challenges, hardships, and setbacks. What sets successful people apart is their ability to face adversity with strength, courage, and resilience. The virtue of perseverance helps us endure difficult times, and with practice, we can cultivate it to make adversity not only bearable, but also a time when we learn and grow. There are several ways to cultivate perseverance, including daily habits like exercise, journaling, meditation, and creating content. Lately, I've been cultivating perseverance because a lot of things seem to be going wrong at my house. The plumbing, for one thing, because we're done worrying about freezing at night. We turned the water back on in the backyard, and we were using the water and the hose to clean off some things as we're cleaning out our garage. And while we were doing that, suddenly developed a leak. So we had to shut off all the water to the house and fix the leak before we could turn it all back on. And then we got that fixed after several hours of having no water. And then it was late at night. So we went to bed thinking, oh, we'll shower in the morning. You know, we're tired. And then that next morning, I got up out of bed and looked around, and there was water on the floor in the kitchen, the hallway, and the bathroom. Water was dripping down the bathroom ceiling and the doorway all over the floor and creating large puddles because the water heater, which is on the second floor, had broken and started leaking all over the place sometime in the night. And we had to deal with that on Easter Sunday. Surprise. Not a fun surprise for Easter this year. So we had to call the plumber to come out, and he shut off the water to the water heater and then removed the water heater. And then he came back the next day to install a new water heater. And it's an expensive process, made more expensive because it happened on Easter Sunday in the morning. Just one of those kinds of weekends that really tries your patience and tests your perseverance. And I'm sure we've all been through times like that, especially homeowners. You know, we've fixed one thing and something else breaks. It just seems to be the way of it. Exercise is a powerful tool to build mental and physical strength. It releases endorphins, which can improve our mood and reduce stress. The trick is to exercise a little every day so it isn't such a steep hill to climb. When I stop exercising because I get myself too busy and I make excuses, or the weather is just really bad so I can't go for a walk and I don't get around to exercising indoors, you know, it's really hard to get back into it again. Because I like to walk outdoors, the weather can be an obstacle. So I have to find ways to exercise around the house. Sometimes cleaning out the garage is a good thing to do. Get some steps in. My friend Toby tells me if he doesn't have enough steps for the day on his Fitbit, then he'll go to the nearby Walmart and go inside, get his cart, and he'll just walk around the store and get in his last steps for the day. When we face adversity, it is essential to take care of our physical health because, you know, it's easy to focus on our partner or our family and their health when they experience illness. But as a caretaker, we've got to be mindful of our own health too. Exercise can help us relieve tension and clear our minds, allowing us to approach problems with a fresh perspective. Keeping a daily journal is an excellent way to foster persistence and patience. I write in my journal every morning, and I have prompts that I follow that help me. They kind of coach me through philosophy and ancient wisdom. And I recommend writing in a journal every day, just a little bit. Doesn't take much time, you know, 5 to 10 minutes. But it's a good time to write your thoughts, write down what you did yesterday, tell a story here's what happened and here's what I thought about that. And that helps cement the story in your mind so that you can share it with other people later. Writing our thoughts and emotions can help us process them better. It allows us to gain insights into our feelings and helps us identify the underlying causes of our distress. Why am I unhappy today? Should I be unhappy? Should I change my focus? This is a really good opportunity to have an internal conversation. By journaling regularly, we can build a habit of self-reflection and develop a deeper understanding of ourselves. Over the past few years, I've developed a daily habit of journaling. I use prompts to guide my writing. And in fact, the prompt that I had on the day that I wrote this post, that prompt inspired this post. And the prompt was a quote from Seneca: "Neither am I so crazy as to desire illness, but if I must suffer illness, I'll wish to do nothing rash or dishonorable. The point is not to wish for adversities, but for the virtue that makes adversities bearable." In other words, I wish to have patience and resilience to help me get through those difficult times. But how do we gain patience and resilience? By going through those difficult times and learning from them. When we face adversity, our minds can become overwhelmed with negative thoughts and emotions. Meditation can help us quiet our minds and reduce anxiety and stress. With regular practice, meditation can help us cultivate a sense of inner peace and build resilience. Years ago, I started using a Muse 2 headband for meditation biofeedback. Now I use it every day to strengthen my ability to clear my mind so I can sleep better at night. When I wake up at 3 a.m., instead of worrying, I can use my meditation practice to relax enough to fall back to sleep. And it does take practice to help you to quiet that chatter that goes on in our minds. And sometimes in the middle of the night, sometimes when you're trying to focus and get things done, meditation can help us because it is a practice of quieting the mind. And when we practice it, we get better at it. We strengthen that ability. Meditation has become a necessity for me, and I recommend it. Maintaining regularity in content production is another way to cultivate determination. Content creators face challenges like writer's block, negative feedback, or a lack of inspiration. Sometimes we tell ourselves we just don't have time this week to write a blog post or make a video, blaming it on the latest problem or stress in our lives, or the fact that my kids are visiting this week. I have my kids and my niece in my house right now downstairs, and they're all getting along and talking and having a great time, and I'm creating my podcast, and it only takes about 20, 25 minutes to get it done, so I get it done, and they don't even know I'm doing it, so it is totally possible. Successful content creators are consistent in their efforts, even when challenges arise. They continue to create content regularly, and they build a portfolio of work and an audience that appreciates their efforts. And I hope that you do appreciate the effort and enjoy the content and get something out of it. That's my goal. We also come to enjoy and rely upon creating content to provide clarity, self-value, strength, and hope. Creating content has a lot of the same characteristics as journaling and meditating. So it combines those things, I think, and gives you that outlet to let things out, to talk about your feelings, to talk about what's going on in your life, to share that with your audience. It's a really helpful thing to me to create content. By practicing healthy habits regularly, we can build the mental and emotional strength needed to face adversity with hope and optimism. Consistency builds strength. Consistency is key when it comes to building up strength and resilience to handle stressful challenges, whether it's through exercise, journaling, meditating, or any other practice. The more consistent we are, the stronger we become. When we engage in healthy practices consistently, we build up physical and mental strength over time. We become more resilient and better able to handle the ups and downs of life. This applies to every area of our lives, from work to relationships to personal growth. By committing to a healthy routine, we can become more confident, focused, and productive, which can help us navigate life's challenges with greater ease. When we are in a healthy routine, we're less likely to turn to unhealthy things to escape our challenges. For example, if we have a consistent exercise routine, we are less likely to turn to drugs or alcohol as a coping mechanism. We'll just go for a walk. I'm upset. I'm unhappy. I'm depressed. Go for a walk. And when we practice doing that, we know, hey, if I go for a walk, I'm going to feel better. I'm going to engage my breathing and my endorphins, and I'm just going to feel better if I go for a walk. So I'm going to do that. Similarly, if we have consistent journaling or meditation practice, we're less likely to turn to social media, television, or other distractions to avoid facing our problems. Yeah, we get it out in our writing instead. Day trips inspire optimism. When going through challenging times, such as a family member's prolonged illness, it's easy to get consumed by stress and worry. However, incorporating day trips into your weekly schedule can be a simple and effective way to add enjoyment to your life and boost your mood. I need to plan getaways to give myself a break from my daily routine and experience something new. Whether it's visiting a nearby town or attending a local event, day trips can provide a change of scenery and an opportunity to engage in activities that make you feel alive. They give you the opportunity to come across people and have conversations and maybe even inspire a story for your journal or for your content. That's what it does for me. There are certain days when I need to be available to drive my husband to his appointments or pick things up from the store. But when I can get away, I do it without guilt. This keeps me from feeling resentful or depressed on days when I need to be there for him. Staying balanced like this helps me to be more resilient and present. Emotional benefits of day trips. The emotional benefits of taking day trips are numerous. First, getting out of the house and into a different environment can help to reduce feelings of anxiety and depression. Exposure to nature and sunlight can also help to boost mood and increase feelings of well-being. Taking a day trip can provide a sense of accomplishment and purpose, as you're actively doing something to improve your mental and emotional health. Going on a day trip can also provide a sense of perspective. When we're going through difficult times, it can be easy to get caught up in our own problems and lose sight of the bigger picture. By exploring new places and meeting new people, we can gain a broader perspective on life and remind ourselves that there is more to the world than our current struggles. Overall, incorporating weekly day trips into your schedule can be a valuable way to add enjoyment and positivity to your life, even during difficult times. By taking a break from your routine and exploring new places, you can boost your mood, gain perspective, and build resilience to face the challenges ahead. I also like doing it because when I'm talking to somebody like my kids who came out for a visit, I can tell them about places that I've been and what I saw there. I can recommend things when I come across people who are, you know, they say, I have a preschooler who's bored when we go to this place. Do you know any places I could go that he would enjoy? And I can give recommendations. I can talk about places, that I've been and I understand and I can see them in my mind. And it just really helps me to have a sense of purpose and to feel really good about myself as somebody who can offer that help to others. Mental health habits inspire better content. Journaling and meditating are two powerful practices that can help keep the mind clear, hopeful, and inspired. By incorporating these practices into our daily routines, we can also cultivate a more authentic and genuine approach to creating content for our audience. Journaling allows us to reflect on our thoughts and emotions and gain a deeper understanding of ourselves. It can help us identify our values, beliefs, and goals, which can serve as a source of inspiration for our content. By journaling regularly, we can tap into our inner creativity and produce content that is more personal and genuine. Journaling and meditating can also help us stay connected to our audience in a more meaningful way. Taking day trips gives me something fun and different to share in the content I create. Stories come together from the activities and interactions I experience while I'm out and about amongst new people and places. By sharing our own experiences, insights, and struggles, we can create content that resonates with our audience on a deeper level. This can help us build a more authentic and loyal following as our audience can relate to our experiences and find inspiration in our journey. If you need help building habits that lead to consistently creating content for your business, subscribe to my YouTube channel and schedule a free video chat at consulting.agkmedia.studio. We can give you direction and create a plan of action to get you started today. Now let's take a moment to reflect on the importance of consistency in building resilience through healthy habits with this helpful little poem. Consistency is key, a poem on building resilience through healthy habits. Through hardships, trials, and distress, we must seek out ways to de-stress. Day trips and new sights to see bring joy and peace and harmony. Journaling and meditation, too, help keep the mind clear and true. Authentic content we can create. Inspiration flows at any rate. Consistent practices we must maintain to build resilience and stay sane. Strength to handle life's big stressors. In healthy habits, we are investors. So take a deep breath and remember this line. Consistency is key, and everything will be fine. As we come to the end of this episode, I hope you have gained valuable insights into building resilience and overcoming challenges through consistent habits. Remember, resilience is not something that you are born with, but rather it is a skill that can be developed over time. To start building your resilience, I encourage you to incorporate some of the key habits we discussed today into your daily routine. Set small, achievable goals, practice self-care, and prioritize your mental and emotional well-being. Remember to stay positive and surround yourself with a supportive network of family and friends. And I see that you're doing that already by watching this video or listening to this podcast. Good for you. By putting these practices into place in the coming week and consistently incorporating them into your daily routine, you can start building your resilience and be better equipped to face any challenges that come your way. Thanks for listening today. I hope you got some value from what I've shared. I appreciate you. We need to stick together and support each other, so please subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. If you've got questions about things to do and places to see in New Mexico, or you want more information about something I've mentioned, write to me at support@agkmedia.studio, and I'll do my best to give you a helpful answer.